USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The federal election interference case against Donald Trump is temporarily on hold as the judge has agreed to pause proceedings while considering the former president's appeal to dismiss the case. Trump contends that he is shielded from federal prosecution as the alleged crimes occurred during his presidency. Simultaneously, the Supreme Court has agreed to review whether Trump can claim immunity from the criminal charges as requested by the special counsel overseeing the prosecution. The House is currently discussing the resolution to authorize an impeachment inquiry into President Biden before a floor vote this afternoon. During his address on the House floor, Representative Jim Jordan asserted that the inquiry is crucial to examine credible allegations of wrongdoing during Biden's tenure as vice president.
You got a politician who does certain things. Those actions then benefit his family financially, and then there's an effort to conceal it and sweep it under the rug.
In contrast, Democrats maintain that there is no evidence of wrongdoing by Biden. According to a U.S. defense official, an American warship intercepted and shot down a drone believed to be launched from a Houthi-controlled area in Yemen. The incident occurred Wednesday morning local time, and the warship took defensive action as the unmanned aerial vehicle was headed in the direction of the ship. USS Mason was responding to reports of a commercial oil tanker being attacked by Houthi forces when it engaged the drone. The White House appears to be clarifying President Biden's recent comments on Israel.
He was expressing concerns that we continue to see civilian casualties in Gaza. And again, that we want to make sure that as they work to minimize, that they actually have those kinds of results.
It's National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. Biden had mentioned to donors that Israel was losing global support due to indiscriminate bombing in its war with Hamas. Apple is introducing a security update for iPhones aimed at deterring theft. The feature enhances access security by requiring biometric data. This is USA News.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-233-9639 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-233-9639. That's 800-233-9639. What do you have to lose? Call 800-233-9639. Again, 800-233-9639.
The House is introducing a dedicated email address for reporting anti-Semitism on college campuses. Individuals, including students, faculty, or community members, can submit reports by emailing report.antisemitism@mail.house.gov. Following a recent hearing with university presidents, House Education Committee Chair Virginia Fox said that the panel members received messages from across the nation. Federal Reserve policymakers are maintaining current interest rates, as announced by Fed Chair Jerome Powell. He noted it as good news that the easing has occurred without a substantial rise in unemployment.
We're fully committed to returning inflation to our 2% goal. Restoring price stability is essential to achieve a sustained period of strong labor market conditions that benefit all.
This decision marks the third consecutive meeting in which the central bank has opted to defer interest rate hikes. The choice to keep interest rates unchanged follows the Fed's efforts over the past 2 years to address inflation by raising rates. Tesla is recalling nearly 2 million electric vehicles due to safety concerns tied to its auto steer feature. A forthcoming software update will enhance warnings for drivers and enable the automated feature to disengage when the vehicle is not on the road or if the driver is not sufficiently attentive. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration initiated an investigation in 2021 following nearly a dozen reported incidents. I'm John Schaefer, USA News. Tesla is recalling near...
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.